Mr. Chair, can I say something? This is Anita.
Yes, go ahead, Anita. Thank you.
Thank you. I was going to add exactly what Bertal just said about the $200,000. And if you haven't had a chance to look at that documentation, I for one, thought it was a good support document. And in my mind, I felt very comfortable that really, even though some of the listener support does seem perhaps to be a little high, that this budget would not be in a deficit because of that $200,000 that he will receive, hopefully in this fiscal year, obviously. But again, not only did Bertal present this to me today, along with our chair, finance chair, I also had an opportunity to kind of review the numbers. I did not finish prior to this call tonight, but one of the things that I did mention, there's some areas that I think we can perhaps save some dollars, especially certainly in healthcare. There's other areas that I thought were a little high in comparison, but really when you compare that to prior year, the budget is very similar to last year, if you will, in as far as expenses. Again, I felt comfortable with being part of the discussion tonight for that reason. And again, I do agree that the budget, some of it perhaps, is very ambitious. The fact that he has that bequest obviously makes a world of difference to me. Thank you. I'm through.
Thank you, Anita. I wanted to take a quick moment to make a mea culpa to our Paul. This did come together, as a few people have mentioned, at the last minute. And I apologize. I am accustomed to honoring our Paul, your disinclination to receive phone calls, although on an emergency basis you have taken phone calls. And so I'm mortified at the faux pas that I committed by, quite frankly, just forgetting to bring you into this conversation. I don't think I'll ever live it down, and I apologize again.
Alex, can I make a comment?
Yeah, go ahead, Alex. We need to wrap this up. I just want to say we need to get to an end of this pretty soon because I did schedule the central services discussion, and I don't want to. We're going to go over, but
I'll be quick.
I'm sorry, who is that?
I think I heard someone named Corey also asked. Wanted to ask
right, Chris is next on the stack, and then I heard Teresa.
Yes.
And I hope then we can conclude because we need to get to the central services formula. Chris, are you ready?
Yeah, I am. I'm looking at the document labeled 2021 WBAI Budget B, 2020-713, which I'm imagining is something is refers to the earlier comment about it being constructed at mid-year. There's some, I'm very confused about the columns on this. So I understand what 20 prorated means. That's makes sense. You took the data up to the end of June or something like that and projected it out to the end of September. And then this is column A, B, A, C, A, D, E. Yeah, it's out there at the very, very far right end of the spreadsheet. I'm wondering if there's any actual numbers in here. So is column AC an actual number, or was that your previous year's budget?
No, that's the 20. I think that was the previous year's budget. I'm not sure. I think that was the previous year's budget. I think I manually entered them because there was so much work to actually, put formulas in there.
Yeah, that seems low to me for that budget year. I think maybe rather than wasting thing the with this, I'll just send you a private email and we'll try and work through it together, because there's a number of items here that don't quite make sense to me. And like I say, I don't see any actuals here, even though we have actuals to compare to at this particular time, year-end actuals. So in any case, it's kind of nitpicky level of forensic detail on this stuff. And, rather than having you go cell by cell, I think it makes better sense for the body for me to just inquire directly.
Actually, just go quickly. The 1.374597 was the 2020 budget.
Okay. It really was. I'm surprised at how low that revenue number is.
Yeah. I can send that to you.
Okay. That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'll send it to you right now. Okay.
All right. Bertolt, try to pay attention because Teresa's going to speak now, and she probably has a question.
I just had a quick question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Teresa.
Okay. Hi. How you doing?
Okay.
I see that you are announcing that you have an opening for a program director. You announced it on January the 5th, and the deadline is March the 31st. So this salary, and I don't know when you intend to have a program director, but so how much in your budget is budgeted for this position for that fiscal year 21?
Okay, so we have an interim program director, and then it's $65,000 right now. She is not taking health benefits, so that's kind of saving us some money.
Okay. All right, so
yeah. Right,
you are budgeting for program director now? And,
it was never taken out, yeah.
Okay.
It's a development director that also $60,000, that we're not spending that money, but it is in the budget.
Say that one more time.
We used to have a development director. Development director. Yeah, fundraiser development director. It was no longer with us, and we have not replaced that position. I've been doing a lot of that work. We have an intern, volunteer / part-time support that does that, and it gets like $300 every 15 days, which is far cry from $60,000 a year to a development director. So we're kind of trying to maintain that for now to see how long we can hold without hiring someone. And also Lydia is not exactly looking into letting that happen yet. So,
okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is the chair. I'm going to just put myself on the stack for a moment to elaborate on the answer about the program director. We, as Bertel said, we have an interim program director right now. And, of course, interims are only supposed to serve so long before they're replaced with a permanent person. I know that Pacifica doesn't always hold to that standard uniformly, but we have a program director search committee right now who's looking for candidates, and we're trying to go through the process in a correct way to do a proper search and then settle on someone. The current interim may be a candidate in that search. So the reason for the ad was to comply with the CPB and the FCC regulations to do a proper search for a permanent employee.
James, can I make a comment?
Yes, go ahead.
I've been following the WBI budgets for a number of years. I was formerly on the Finance Committee. I was even the chair of it for 1 year or something. This is a deficit budget, but it should be noted that the deficit is a pretty modest deficit, certainly compared to previous year's WBAI budgets. And one thing that's not taken into account in the budget is the possibilities of new revenue streams. And we really can't add that to the budget because it's not a proven item. But I should tell you that a number of us at WBI have been exploring some practical possibilities for some new revenue streams and involving things like podcasting and some other stuff like that. And I'm fairly confident that that'll actually kick in with some real revenue. When I can't say, maybe, you know, if not this year, certainly in the next 18 months or something like that. I think there's a whole dimension of revenue that we have barely touched that we could really could help us.
Thank you, Alex. This is the chair. I'm going to put myself on the stack again just to say briefly that we have two administrative or management personnel at WBAI. One is the interim program director. The other is Berthold. And they do all of this work themselves. And it's been very difficult for them to ramp up to this 52-week schedule. I've watched it happening. And they started out at just a few hours, and then they increased it and increased it. And now in December, they've had their first real success with this 52-week schedule. And I think we, Bertel, I'll let you speak about how we did in December. But we're hoping
we
that as you ramp up to the
dollars.
As you ramp up to the full 3.2 hours or 3.5 hours of Fund Drive, which is very hard for just two people to do. It's like you're in Fund Drive all the time. You're not only operating and scheduling the radio station and doing the premiums and all of that other stuff, but now you're running Fund Drive 365, you know, 24/7, or not 24/7. You know, you do it during the daytime, but you know, you get my point. So, you know, we're hoping that as this thing ramps up. We're hoping that as the thing ramps up to full speed, it will continue to click and bring us into where our revenues are matching our expenses.
I'd like to also add that, you know, everything new is challenge and suspect. I don't want to speak for all Paul. But I have a little feeling that the producers are getting a little warmed up to this, because in the past we used to have a little more irrational, quick jerk and preemption stuff. Now everyone knows exactly when they preempted. I mean, management may sometimes got a little, date here confused or there, but everybody knows exactly their schedule for the whole year, when they are on, when they are off. And so I think people are warming up to that. So we just need to really implement it. We need to add, probably make sure we add another one hour extra per day every day, even if that adds another $800. $800 times 25 days would definitely make the difference for sure. No matter, in December we made $140,000 revenue, which was our highest month so far in this model. And so we'll see how that goes. You know, our PayPal revenue went up. Our BI Buddy sustained members went up. You know, it's kind of surprising to me that in this age of COVID, people are regularly donating $25, $100, $5, $15, $10 a month regularly to WBI, and they did not cancel. We've had a few cancellations. We've had people cancel and apologize that they just could not afford it. But we also had a few other people step up and cover that. So we're at 18,000 right now, which is the highest we've ever been in December.
Paulina, to the start, please.
Thank you, Berthold. Paulina, I'm going to ask if there's anybody else who wants to speak, and then I think we need to bring this to a close.
Please call.
We're way over time. Anybody else?
Okay, Chris.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Well, I thought Chris already spoke.
Oh, I'm sorry. I sent the budget, by the way, to Chris. Chris, the 2020?
I've already spoken. I had one thing to add, but it's okay. It can wait.
Yeah, I sent you the 2020 budget.
Thank you. So I have Pauline. Is there anybody else who wants to get on the stack for a final shot? Hearing none, go ahead, Paulina.
Actually, my question doesn't have to do with specifically with the budget, so I'll skip, actually. apologies.
Go ahead.
Indirectly, very briefly. Heard some from some folks around WBAI that programming has been shifted, so programmers sometimes don't know what time their programs air. So I'm wondering how that might affect the budget. If that's the case, first of all, if you can confirm or deny, whether there, you know, because you're saying that the people know or should know exactly when they're preempted. That's one thing. But what if, you know, they're being shifted from time slot to time slot? Is that the case or am I being misinformed? Thank you.
It's both. For the past year and a half, 2 years, my program director has been very aggressive, moving things around. She didn't think that a schedule was flowed. You know, I mean, I've heard that from every program director that it doesn't flow. Things are just put there like a puzzle. So things have been moved around. A few shows were removed, and a lot of shows added. Shows like, well, you know, there's all kind of shows that were added on WBAI. We put like three or four shows from WPFW and so forth. But since July or June or July, Paul, you can correct me, July really effective in August, we have been following the strict 52-week schedule. There have been mistakes, you know, like people get confused, like, was this week that I was on or off? But it says 52 weeks, you know, like we started today's week one, week two, week three is like December 5th, week four is December 12th, and it went on and on. Now, we have been a lot more stable, and there has been a lot less or almost no complaints since that implementation for the past 4 months. The idea also is that some producers will tell us, listen, you know, I know that in 3 months I'm going to be preempted on that day. I would rather not. I would rather give the next day and then to do two in a row because I have this special thing going on. And so that is being worked. It's becoming organic, but it's a lot of work because, you know, one time, you know, we made an arrangement with a producer, and either the producer or management forgot about it. And then so it was like, oh, I'm supposed to be on, or we have you as preempted. Normally, we would be flexible and give the benefit of the doubt to the producer and try to make an arrangement for the next week or the week after when the preemption is going to happen. And but that's what that is. But you know, you've heard right, you know, it was a little rumble, you know, to make eggs, you have to, you know, to make an omelet, you have to crack eggs a bit. And so now I think we've been stabilized. And actually, I'm very proud of our schedule. We had Eddie Gerard on. We had Michael Eric Dyson. We have a whole lot of, you know, good shows on that sometimes I'm so proud I send the MP3 to the board, to Lydia, and to people at the board, letting them know, listen, this is what we're doing here. So I think it's working. But thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Berthold. All right. I am going to...
And also, there's a PowerPoint presentation that I did for the board. So you should go to it. You can open it and then, you know, on your computer and just click slide by slide, and then, you know, it's kind of easy to go through, and you can send me any questions, you know, like.
All right, I'm going to ask if anyone has a motion. I'd like to get a motion from the Finance Committee to recommend that the National Board take this budget up. Anybody like to recommend a motion?
Yes, we should Paulina.
Have one ready. Go ahead, Paulina.
I don't know if I'm the right person to do so. I would be happy to recommend that the National Board accept the budget. And thank you for the hard work Berthold and Arpal, I know you've been working on that, but if since I'm not from WBAI, maybe it should come from somebody from WBAI. Thank you.
Okay. So I can be off the call, right, because now this is not my territory, right?
Yes, you can go. Yes, thank you, Berthold. Thank you for coming.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, so let's try to get some language here. The I think it would be the NFC recommends to the PNB that they adopt the following budget or adopt the tax budget for WBAI. Is that the appropriate, Arpal?
How about we use the same language we've used before?
Yes,
and
good idea.
Simply go to...
I don't have it in front of me. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
I'm getting it. The NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the WBAI FY21 budget. Guess that's all we're putting on it, right?
Is that what we did last time? That sounds right.
Well, we also, the last time we said with an assumption sheet and all of that, but since this one has one with it, we don't have, it would be redundant to put that in. So I think that, I think the motion that the member wants to make is that the NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the WBAI FY21 budget, and leave it at that.
The member concurs. Thank you.
Thank you, member, and thank you, author Arpal. We appreciate it. So let's, is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. Now, returning to the agenda, exactly what I hoped wouldn't happen has happened. We have eaten up our time, and we have not had a chance to discuss the central services formula. And I'm going to go to Chris and ask you, Chris, if you have a motion or anything you would like to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this little dance for over a month now, maybe 2 months. And here's what I have to say. I think that there's sufficient amount of business to be done in our regular meetings that we really should just schedule a special meeting to get this done. And I really would like to get it done before some of us term out and are unable to complete this work, because it's been... we've been beating it around for almost a year now, and it really, it's something that needs to get done. And I really would like to see it happen during our time here before our term is up as PNB directors. So what I would propose is that we schedule a 1 hour meeting for sometime 1 week from today and just get it done. One purpose, one item, and just hammer it out and get it finished so that we don't have this hanging over our heads, or the future members of this committee don't have it hanging over their heads in the coming year.
Chris, do you want to put that in the form of a motion?
Sure.
Or
I mean,
Paul just asked for the second. Let me just ask if he has language that he wants to offer.
Oh, I don't actually have language. I have a couple things to say, so I don't know. Do I get the floor or not?
Chris, do you want to let Arpal go ahead while you work on a motion, or would you like to continue?
Sure, and I'd like to hear what he has to say. I'll work on wording.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead, Arpal.
I think that we've talked about this a lot. We've even reached a consensus on which thing to try with it. And I think we should, you know, stop cutting bait here and just say, okay, here's a motion to adopt one of them. You know, we had those various different models. We sort of agreed on one of them. Why don't we just have a motion to do that and let it go? And that's what will go. Also, 1 week from now, I think I have a thing. So anyway, well, if this is going to pass, then we're going to have to see what days we can do it. I don't know that 1 week from now is perfect. That's it.
Okay.
James, can I say something about your logistics?
Go ahead.
I wanted to post the meeting of the Finance Committee next Tuesday. Now, if you guys want to post a meeting, the Strategic Planning Committee, excuse me. Now, if you guys want to post a meeting of the Finance Committee, we could possibly do both. We can, you know, one could be like 90 minutes earlier than the other or something like that. So I just want to let you know that the reason I want to do the Strategic Planning Committee is we really need to get a plan together to deliver to our lender. So that's going to be very important.
Understood. I understand you want the Finance Committee to
Well, it would be good if the Finance Committee had some, had some ideas about
input.
It as well. Input, yeah, sure.
Right.
James, I'd like to move to extend for 5 minutes.
Good. Thank you, Chris. Well done. Is there any objection? Hearing none. That's done. Thank
Can
you,
I have
Chris.
Can I have the floor?
Yes.
Can I have the floor?
Go ahead, Chris.
I just want to ask if, there's at least one person here that doesn't feel that this item needs any debate. It certainly doesn't need any debate for me. I'm simply offering that opportunity because I felt that others might feel the need for debate. So if there's no need for debate, then there's no reason to kick this down the road. So what I would like to do is just survey the persons on this call to find out whether they feel that there is any need to debate the social services formula. Can we do that?
Chair, I very reluctantly raise a point of order. That's a straw poll, which you can't do. You might ask if anybody, I don't know. You can't do a straw poll, but you could certainly see if anybody says anything after this.
Okay. I don't know how to phrase it any differently. Does anyone feel the need to debate this item, I guess, would be the way to phrase it in a non-straw poll-y way.
As the chair, I have something to say, but I'm going to ask if anybody else has anything first.
Paulina to the back as well, please, after Sharon.
Go ahead, Paulina. Is there anybody
Sharon
else? Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
Well, I just want to say I do remember discussing this, and I even recall that perhaps there was consensus, but the details are fuzzy. So although I would like to have an hour meeting just to refresh my memory about what we had agreed and maybe, just talk about it again and vote on it, because we have talked about it, so I think an hour should be enough. So I would like to have a one-hour meeting on it.
Anyone else?
Alex?
I think, wait a minute, Paulina, did you speak, Paulina?
Yeah. I wanted to speak up, but what Sharon just said, my sentiments exactly.
Very good. Alex?
Well, of course, I'm not a member of this committee, but I would like to know what you're talking about. Could somebody, read the whatever motion you have prepared on central services?
I don't think we have a motion yet, Alex.
There's not a motion. There's formula suggestions.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I can send those to you, Alex, if you'd like.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
It's all spreadsheety.
I do have some questions about the formula. I've had some conversations with Anita, and she has given me reason to think that we may need to do a little more thinking about the conversations we've had so far and see if there isn't some flexibility. So I'm also in favor of having an hour devoted to this conversation.
And this, Anita, I would join you also. So.
Okay. It sounds like we have a reasonable number of people that want to take this up at a later time. So I'm going to stand by my earlier proposal, which is, and I'll phrase it as a motion. I move that we, the Pacifica National Finance Committee, dedicate to a single purpose of finding a central service formula that works for the stations, a 1 hour meeting next Tuesday. And I'm not going to specify the time because we've debated whether we can do this at 5:30 before. I kind of backed down from that debate, but I believe that the PMB standard is 7 days, not 7 times 24 hours. And so I'm going to allow others to advocate for meeting at the time of 5:30.
Okay, so Chris, do I assume you're going to leave the time blank so that we can decide on it now, or?
Yeah, I want somebody else. I would rather have the chair put that forward because, like I say, the last time I was chair, I put forward 5:30 and it was rejected. So I just want to make sure that somebody else proposed it other than me. 8:30 Eastern.
Yeah, just some information about the notice requirement here. We don't count the hours, we count the days. So you have any time today to post it, and it's effective according to Central Time because KPF, I don't know, it has something to do with its home is somehow in Houston or something. But so you can post it, you can post the meeting notice up until 1 a.m. Eastern Time or 1 minute before 1 a.m. Eastern Time, and it's still valid for a meeting next Tuesday.
Let's hear our poll then, Teresa.
Two things. One, I completely disagree with what Alex Steinberg just said, and that has been policy in the past, but hey, policies come and go so often here. The thing I need is, the motion is to the NFC dedicate to the single purpose of finding a central services formula, a meeting, and give me the date you want.
It's going to be Tuesday the 19th, I assume.
Yes, correct.
So, okay, Tuesday the 19th.
At what time?
At, and then we put in a blank because we're going to choose that, all right? Okay, so I have the NFC dedicate to the single purpose of finding a central services formula a meeting on January 19th, 2021 at blank. Now, this thing here is you're going back and forth about time. We will have to fill in the blank. So leave that in, you know, keep that in mind. All right.
But we need to do that now, right?
Well, before we can pass the motion. We can't pass a motion and say we'll meet, but we won't tell you when.
Right.
Yeah. I prefer that we resolve this now. Thank you.
Yeah,
Sharon,
I agree.
Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina. Go ahead.
This is Teresa.
Sorry, Paulina. Teresa, I'm sorry. Teresa was first. Go ahead, Teresa.
I just want to call to your attention that I'm conducting a meeting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is the KPFT Development Committee, which is our fundraising committee, on the 19th, next Tuesday at 7 Eastern. So I think that meeting would be over at 8:30 Eastern.
Okay. So that gives us some direction if we want to get full participation.
Alex, will 8:30 work for your proposed meeting for the strategic planning?
Which is 5:30 on your in your time zone, right?
Correct.
It would work Alex. For me, but I could be a little flexible. If you tell me when you want to have your meeting, I can work around that.
Looks like we're looking at 8:30 right now.
I try to keep the meeting moving pretty fairly quickly, and that would be an incentive for me to get it done in an hour and a half.
Well, shall we plug that in? Alex, does that fit with you what you want to do?
Can you make it work, Alex?
When did you want to schedule your meeting? I'm not following.
8:30 to 9:30. The 19th, a week from tonight.
8:30 Eastern. I can schedule the Strategic Planning Committee at 7 Eastern. How's that?
Sounds good.
Looks great.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
Okay. So what? All right.
Go ahead,
Arpa. Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
We're filling in the blank. Here's the deal. Okay, so as a motion to fill in the blank with 8:30 Eastern, is there any other? And who's making that, by the way?
You can say the chair makes that motion.
Okay, so now we have to see if there are any other candidates for that. If nobody does, then we just go on. We vote on this, we go on.
Are there any other candidates?
Ask if there's objection.
Here. Any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider it done. So that's
thank you, NFC.
8:30 Eastern time, Tuesday, the 19th.
I'll post this notice that I don't think is right as soon as we get off the line.
Thank you, Arpa. I meant to ask you that. Well, I think we are at time, so we'll call for the orders of the day, and I'll thank everyone, especially Anita and Berthold, and declare this meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you for the excellent sharing.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night, all.